Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuvam Staff. Yud Gimel. We're starting right at the top of the Almanac. Today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mimsar Bas Miyakam Moshe Hernish. Almost should have an Aliyah. We have a Lachi Yud. Mishal tells us mitzvah begadol yabim v'im kadam akatan zacha. It's a mitzvah for the oldest brother to yibum. However, one of the younger brothers preceded him, and he ended up doing yibum first, so he's zaychet. Another din hanitan al hashifcha. If there's rumors about a person that he lived with a shifcha, meaning a non-Jewish maidservant, v'nishtachra, and then she got freed, which means she becomes a Jewish woman now, or v'alanachras v'nizgaira. If there's rumors that he lived with a non-Jewish woman and now she became a geiras, hareza lo yichnais. He should not marry her because that's going to create a laz. That's going to make a bad name about him that people are going to say, oh, so you see, that rumor really was true. He really did live with her when she was a shifcha or a non-Jewish woman. However, if he did end up marrying her, we're not going to take her away from him. However, hanitan al ishas ish, if there's rumor about a person that he lived with a married woman, and then she was removed from him, which means she was removed from her husband. So in this case, afal pisha kanas, even if he did end up marrying her, Yaitzi, we're gonna have to take him away from her, and that's because the whole reason why her husband divorced her in the first place is due to the fact that there was a rumor that she had lived with another man, and so this man, if he marries her, he was the cause of that whole thing, so we're gonna take him away from her, even if he does marry her. Says the Gemara, Mitzvah Gadol Yabim, Kadma Katan Zachav Chulu. Says the Gemara, Mitzvah Gadol Yabim, how do we know that it's a mitzvah for the oldest brother to do Yibam? That's because Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Bahaya Bachar Sher Teleid, and the Bachar, which is born, continue reading a little bit of the Pasuk, Yakam Al Shem Achiv Hameis, he was established on the name of his deceased brother. Now, the Mishmas of the Pasuk from the word Bachar is that the oldest brother is the one to do Yibam. And here the Gemara pushes away two suggestions. Manan Kaiman, what do you want to say the Pasuk's talking about? In Benoilad, if you want to say that the Pasuk's talking about the first child that's born after the Yibam, and that's what it means by Vahaya HaBachar Asher Teleid, this firstborn child that comes from the Yibam, well, that can't be because Yomer Karaya Yakam Al Shem Aviv Hameis. The Pasuk should say he's going to be called on the name of his father who had passed away. In other words, the whole point of Yibam is that the brother marries the widow so that he could establish a name for his brother, and the focus of the Pasuk is that the child that's born is going to be the symbol of that. So it should say, V'haya b'char shal teled, and this firstborn child, which comes, is going to be al shem aviv hameis, ki'ilu, his father, who had passed away. Even though it's not really his father, it's ki'ilu, his father. But the Pasuk doesn't say that. I'd rather you want to say that the Pasuk is telling us something different, ad shehei hanoilad b'char. It's emphasizing that Yibam is only permitted if the one that's born from this union is the b'char, is the firstborn child. Meaning the Pasuk is saying, V'haya b'char shal teled, it's only if the child that's born from the union of the Yavam and Yavama is the b'char, is the firstborn. So then Yakim al Shem Achiv Hameis, that's why we have the word Achiv, he, the Yavam, is allowed to be in place of his brother who had passed away, but if his brother had already had children, and therefore this child that's born is not the Bachar, so then Yibam's not allowed to happen. Well, that can't be because Me'atav, that's really so. Afilu Hayulai Banu Meisu, Va'achakach Meishu, that would mean that even if the deceased brother Ruvain originally had children, they died, and then he died, Loitia Ishtai Zkukal Yibam, his wife should not be Zakuk to Yibam because he had already had children. And if you want to say that that's actually the halacha, well then the Yom HaKrai, the Pasuk should say Ubanim Loi Hayu Loi, that he didn't have children, but it doesn't say that. It says Uben Ein Loi, he doesn't currently have children. Not that he didn't, but he doesn't currently have children. So how do we understand the Pasuk? El must be Im Ein Ein L'Noilad, if the Pasuk is not actually talking about the child which is born, Tenehu Inyan L'Miyabim, it must be that it's talking about the Miyabim himself, and it's telling us the mitzvah begadol yabim, it's a mitzvah for the oldest one to Yibum, and that's what we learn from V'haya HaBechar Asher Teleid, and it'll be the Bechar, the oldest brother, that he's the one that marries, and so to speak, in place of his brother. We get to the Mishnah said, "Nitan al shivcha v'nishtachra, oil hanachas v'nizgaira, hariz al yichnais." If there was rumors about a person that he lived either with a shivcha or with a non-Jewish woman, and she was either freed or she became a giyares, so he's not allowed to marry her. That's because it's going to be mitzi laz on his children. It says the Gemara, "Kidesh k'misha kanas." If he was just makadesh her as she became a full-fledged Jew, it's as if he was kindness her. Meaning, it doesn't have to be that he actually does nisuin in order for us to say, okay, he doesn't have to divorce her. Even if it's just kiddushin, we say it's fine. He already started the process, he can continue with it. Now, what about the following? Amru shaloi lechnois. Let's say Bezin told him, you are not allowed to marry this woman. Vekanas, but he did marry her. Then, Maitzin miyadei, we will take her away from him, and that's because of knas that he didn't listen to Bezdin. Now, let's say he married her, and then Giresh, he divorced her. Maushiachzer, is he allowed to remarry her? So the Gemara says, Im Imrat Kain, if you're going to say that, if you're going to say that he's not allowed to remarry her, Lainim says, Maitzi Liza Alboneha, is it going to turn out that you're being Maitzi Laz on her children that she had with him previously? Because people are going to say, if he's not allowed to remarry her, it must mean that he wasn't allowed to be with her in the first place, and that means that her children are illegitimate, and therefore we'd have to allow him to remarry her. However, say the Mefarshim, that's only if she actually had children with him from this original marriage, but if they never had children, so then he would not be allowed to remarry her after divorcing her. On to the last case, Hanit Alishas Ish, if there's a rumor about a person that he lived with a married woman, so once she gets divorced from her husband, even if he married her, we're going to take him away from her. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav tells us, Benitan Be'edim. This rumor that we're talking about is that it's with Edim, which means there's Edim that are corroborating the fact fact that he actually was over with this Eisha Zesh. However, Yesibah, he has his followers in Benitim Be'edim. If there's actually Edim attesting to the fact that he was Mizana with this woman, well, Bahat Hani, it's about that the Mishnah says, V'haytziyuwa mitachas yadai, she was removed from him, meaning she was divorced from her husband, Afal Bisha Kanas Yaitzi, even if the one whom the rumors were about married her, we're going to take her away from him. But the mashmais from that is, mitachas yadai achir yakayim, that if it's from somebody else, she's allowed to stay living with him. Im nitan be'edim, if this is because of Edim, afilu mitachas yadai achir yaitzi, even if it's from somebody else, we're going to make him divorce her. Let's just clarify, what's Rabbi Yossi's question? So he's asking as follows, the Mishnah's mashma, that once her husband divorces her because of the rumors, if the person whom the rumors were because of married her, so we're going to take her away from him. But that's mashma, that if the interim, she ended up marrying somebody else, somebody random, that fellow either died or divorced her, and then she married the fellow whom the rumors were because of, so then he's allowed to stay with her, and we're not going to make him send her away. The problem with that is, as Rabbi Yossi, if the rumors weren't just plain rumors, but they were corroborated by Edim, so then, even if she did marry somebody else after she was divorced by her original husband, then she married the Baal, he has to send her away. That's because it's a din dai raisa, k'shem shiru labal, kachasiru labal. Just like she's usher to her husband when she's mezana, she's also usher to the one whom she was mezana with. So how could Rav say that this is all because of Edim, that we have a proof that she was actually mezana? That's why the Gemara says, El Kanan Akim is what we're referring to, benitan shaloi be'edim, the whole rumor started, but there wasn't any Edim. It was a rumor that was pretty solidly based, but there wasn't 100% proof. Vaitziwa, and then her husband divorced her because of that, and then she went on married somebody else, and then he died or divorced her, and then the Baal married her, or the suspected Baal. So then, mitachas yadai achir yakayim, if he gets her from somebody else, not her original husband, then he could stay with her. And that's a proper deek in the Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, if a person brings a get from overseas, and he said, it was written and signed in front of me, he's not to marry his wife. Now, this is important halacha with getin, as one of the main discussions in the Masechta, that if a person comes from overseas holding on to a get, he's not the husband, he's just a shliach, and he's there to give it to the woman for the husband, he's a shliach of the husband, he has to say, it was written in front of me and signed in front of me, only then it's a kosher get. So his fellow comes from overseas, he says, he hands a get to the woman, so she's 100% divorced, he's not allowed to marry her, and that's because Shema Inav Nasan Ba. We're afraid that maybe he lied because he took a liking to her, and this whole thing's false, therefore he's not allowed to marry her. And then we're able to trust him, because if anyway, he has no ulterior motive, because he's not able to marry her, so we can trust this is a valid get. Similarly, let's say a fellow comes along and says, Mace, your husband died, or Haraktiv, I killed him, Oy Harganuhu, or we killed him, I was in a group of people that killed him. Lo Yisas Eshtoi, he's not allowed to marry the woman. And that's because in the case of Mace, it's just like before with get, we trust him to say that the person died, but we're afraid that Shema Edim Nasan Ba, maybe he took a liking to her, and therefore he can't marry her. And even in the case of a Haraktiv, when he says that I killed him, it's called Palginon Dibura. We split his words. We believe him that the fellow died, but we don't believe him in terms of him killing her, because that would make him a Rasha, and then we can't trust him, and therefore, once again, he's not able to marry her. However, Rabbi Huda says, Haraktiv Loitina Seyeshtai. The fellow comes and says, I killed the husband, the wife can't get married. However, Harganuhu, if he says, we killed him, meaning I was in a group of people that killed him, Tina Seyeshtai, then the wife could get married. So we bring up a discussion of Nemanis, of believability, or how much can we trust a fellow. And this regarding a case where a father says, I know that I was Makadesh one of my daughters, but I don't remember who was Makadesh her. I don't remember who I accepted Kiddushin from. And a fellow comes along and says, I was the one that gave Kiddushin, so he's Neman. So I think Mar asks, Ma'u Neman, what does that mean, he's Neman? He's trusted to say that he was Makadesh her. In regards to what? So Yigmal Bezan Tavling Mar tells us, Shmuel Mishmuel says, Namalitain get. He's trusted only to give her a get, meaning we believe him in as much as that now he could give her a get and she's free to marry whomever she wants, but we don't believe him in regards to marrying her. That's because Shema Inav Nasamba, maybe he just took a liking to her, but he wasn't actually the one who was Makadesh her. Now, the reason why we believe him in regards to giving a get is because there's a phrase that's called, Ein Adam Chayte V'Loy Loy. A person doesn't sin if he has no personal gain. And if this fellow wasn't really Makadesh her, and we're not letting him marry her, it's going to turn out to be a really big sin on his part. Now, because of him and this fake get that he's giving her, she's going to go marry somebody else, and he's causing an Isra of Eishes Ish. And a person would never do that because he has no personal gain from it anyway. So that's why we trust him to give a get, but again, not to marry her. Now, Asi Omar Asi says, Nemalichnois, he's even trusted to marry her. That's because a person's not going to be so brazen to go to the father himself and say, yeah, I was the one that gave Kiddushin. The father would definitely know that this fellow wasn't the one who gave Kiddushin. And so if a person had that confidence and the chutzpah to go to the father and say, I was the one that gave Kiddushin, we could trust him. And Ruchana Omar Bashem Rav, also, Nemalichnois, he's trusted to marry her. And Rabbi Yechana Omar, he says, Nemalichnois, but Ve'en Lemaidin Hemenu Davar Acher, we trust him to marry her, but we can't learn from here to another place. Now the question is, Ma'en Lemaidin Hemenu Davar Acher, what does that mean that we can't learn from this to another place? And the answer is as follows. Let's say a person says, Achaz Mr. Daisen Macharti, I sold one of my fields, I don't remember who I sold it to, and a fellow comes along and says, Anihu Shalkachtiyah, I'm the one that bought it. Loi kol imenu, he's not trusted to say that. And af b'kedushin kein, we have a similar case by kedushin like this, that if a person says, achaz b'mnoisei kedashti, I was mekadesh one of my daughters, meaning I accepted kedushin for one of them, ve'ini yedei l'mikedashtiyo, I don't remember who I was mekadesh her to, who bought echad v'amar, and fellow comes along and says, ani kedashtiyo, I was mekadesh her, loi kol imenu, he's not trusted, and that's because the father doesn't know which daughter he had accepted kedushin for in the first place. So it means really that all the daughters this fellow has have a cheskas penuya, their cheskas not mekudashes, and allowed to marry whomever they want, and this fellow doesn't have the ability to come and take them out of that chazaka by saying that I was makadesh you. So that's like a parallel case of the field where the fellow would not be believed. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Pligal Rav. If the following is not like Rav, then our original discussion, the person is believed to even marry her. What do we have? Hamivi Gemdinas Fiam, person brings a gift from overseas, but Amar, and he says, he's not allowed to marry the woman. So we clearly see that our Mishnah is not like Rav. So Gemara, not a Raya. Taman, Hochsuka Isha Sishrifnea Koil. Over there, in the case of our Mishnah, she's Mochsik, she has this halachic presumption in front of everybody that she's an Ishis Ish. Everybody knows that she's a married woman. So now that this fellow's coming along with a get, divorcing her, okay, we'll believe him in regards to the get, but we still have a little bit of a chashash that maybe Shema ain't of Nasaba, so that's why he's not able to marry her. But Ramhach over here, Loi Chosek Eishes Ish El Bifnei Shnayim, she's not Mochsek Eishes Ish in front of two people. There was two people that witnessed the Kiddushin, but not everybody knows about this. The father himself is saying, I know that was Makadish my daughter, but I don't know who the man was. So she's not Mochsek Eishes Ish in front of everybody. It's only Chshivau Shnayim V'yom Ruzau Shekidesh if two fellows come along and say, yeah, this is the Makadish, so then she's considered Mochsek Eishes Ish in front of everybody. But up until that happens, she's not Mochsek Eishes Ish in front of everybody, so one fellow comes along and says, I'm the one that gave Kiddushin, so he is trusted to marry her. Another question, Masnisa Pliga al Shmuel, the following seems not to be like Shmuel, that he's only believed to give a get, but he's not believed to the extent that he's able to marry her. We have a case where father accepted Kiddushin, and he doesn't remember who the man was, and now we have two fellows come along. One said, I was Makadish her, the other one says, no, I was Makadish her, so Shneim Naisim get, both of them have to give her a get. But from Ratzu, if they agree, one of them could give a get, and the other one could marry her. You see, the fellow comes along and says, I was Makadish her, we allow him to marry her. That's not like Shmuel. Says the Gemara Apostle, we could explain, but Omer le'echad mishnei elu kidashtia, it's where the father himself said, I know that I was Makadish her to one of these two men. If any day is who, I don't know which one it is. So here, even the father agrees that for sure one of these two men was the Makadish, and therefore he is allowed to marry her. What about the following in this last case, where two men were claiming that they were Makadish the daughter? Have one of them proceeded and he just married her? We take out the word ain, so the girsa is, Maitzin miyadai, we take her away from him. However, that was only said, we have the two men arguing, each one is claiming that he was Makadish her, and then one of them proceeded and just quickly married her, we're going to take her away from him. Because really, maybe she's Makadish the other man. Avalam Omar. But if a fellow comes along and says, Ani kidashtiyo, I was Makadish her, and then he married her, and then another fellow comes along, and he says, no, Ani kidashtiyo, I was the one that was Makadish her, loikal imenu, he's not trusted because they already got married, so we tell the second fellow to go jump in a lake. We actually have a brass like that. It says, if after he married her, another fellow came, and he said, he's not believed. Now we're just going to explain a little bit more. This is now Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah at Ari Utanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda said that if a fellow comes along and claims, I killed this woman's husband, we are not going to allow her to remarry. And why not? So as the Gemara tells us, Manav Shach, either which way, Yodal Amraf on top, Katale, if he did indeed kill him, so then a Chashal Adavar, we have a din that if a person is suspected regarding something, we can't allow him to judge, we can't allow him to give edus, and therefore in a way, if we're really trusting him that he killed this woman's husband, so really we can't believe his edus. And therefore on the flip side, if we want to say, okay, loikotle, so we don't trust him that he killed him. Mamela, what does that mean? Bachaimhu, so the person's still alive, and of course the wife can't get remarried because her husband's still alive due to the fact that we can't trust this fellow. So that's Rabbi Hu's sheet over there. So then we go on to his next case, Harganuhu, if the fellow comes along and says, we killed him, I was in the group of people that killed him, why is it that we allow her to get remarried? That's because in essence he's saying as follows, and here we have a little girsa change. Siyate katle, I was in a group of people that killed him, but I didn't actually kill him. I wasn't part of that act. I was just in the group. In that situation, tinas alachem v'loy loy, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. She's just not allowed to get married to him, and that's in agreement with the rest of the Mishnah that the fellow himself is not allowed to marry her. However, she still is allowed to get married. There was something about this. They sent from Yuda. There's a story with a thief, a robber. Shenitvas bekesaron shebekaput kaya. He was caught in the area of kesaron in kaput kaya, and then kshuyetz el harig, when he was being brought out to be killed, Amar Lahen, he told the people around, Tsuva Amru Ishta Shel Shimon ben Kahana, go tell the wife of Shimon ben Kahana, Sheharag Tiv Bekinisase Lod, that I killed him at the entrance of Lod. Now, Obama Tzavani Cham, the story came to Chamim, Mekim was Tavarov, and they're Mekim his words, and they allowed her to get remarried. So we clearly see that what you reviewed the whole mission is not correct, because you said that if a person says, Harag Tiv, I killed him, we don't trust him. So remember, you told him, Misham Raya, you're trying to bring Raya from there, Vahaloi Loi Amar Elahar Ganuhu, that fellow didn't say, I killed him, that fellow said we killed him, and over there we could trust him. We're going to start with the day, pick up tomorrow with Halachah Yud Beis, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.